Welcome to the Financial Coconut Podcast Network, the leading personal finance podcast network in Singapore. I'm your host, Reggie, aka your chief financial coconut. And every Monday, you will be joining me, Eric Feng, and SG Budget Babe Dawn on our weekly segment, Wise and Shine, where we leverage on the latest quirky happenings out there on the internet to answer many of your burning social and personal development questions. Yes, we're all sick and tired of talking about money, so welcome back to Wise and Shine.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But it's very dangerous if you tie yourself, even if you have a good reputation in a certain area,
because people's opinions change, right?
People's opinions change. People are very fickle-minded, like roti prata.
Okay, welcome back to another episode of Wise and Shine. I'm your host, Reggie, aka your chief financial coconut.
Hi, Eric here, Mr. Positivity.
Why am I always last? But I'm actually Budget Babe Dawn.
We leave the best for the last.
Too cheesy.
I love cheese.
I was about to say, okay, next round you start.
but then we have a good laugh.
Yeah, oh my god. I need to learn so these easy. Things. Not a marketer. That's why, yes. Yeah, next round, okay. Next round you start. We will go there. Okay. Today's episode is an interesting episode, right? Because it is an episode that I have been toying around a lot, right? This whole idea in my head. And it's an extension of this like you do you kind of idea, right? A lot of people are peddling this idea of like you do you, be yourself.
Do
what makes you happy.
Follow your dreams, follow your heart, don't care what other people think.
Just be yourself, right? So this is where I'm drawing the genesis of today's episode, right? All this like be yourself, right? It's so loosely used today that made me question, so does my reputation then matter, right? Does my reputation affect my outcome? Right, and then what constitutes the reputation?
Right? My answer is yes, because your reputation precedes you.
My answer is no in some circumstances.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, very clean today. So today's very reply. What?
Heaven once.
I might change my opinion after hearing what you guys try. Sometimes it happens, right? Yeah, but that's how we're learning from one another.
My position is yes, your reputation will affect your outcome. But you can
change it.
You can shift towards a group that shares your ideals such that you shift in your reputation.
Yeah.
Okay, because a reputation is a two-faceted thing, right? One is you, one is how people look at you, right? So the first facet is yourself, what you believe in, what you do, how you practice and all that. And then how people look at you is the standards that they hold, right? So we all know that society has certain standards, whether or not it is explicitly stated or like, you know, it's just there. Right, that we may not be very clear, but maybe we have some inkling, you know, like filial piety, you know, like filial piety, some of them, you know, or hard work, you know, like honesty. Maybe we cover a lot of these topics. Are like, great, right? So, and all these are ideals that are being imposed on some sort of a societal standards to then evaluate the person. So if you meet the societal standards there, right, you're considered, wow, good. This person 很好. Right. And your reputation is very good in that sense. Right. And then that affects the outcome that you move towards. I do believe in that.
Yep.
Right. So two facets, the person and the societal expectation of you.
And side note, there is an episode in Black Mirror that exactly expound on this point. To the extent that our reputation becomes our currency.
I didn't remember that.
So for example,
episode.
If like I like you a lot, I'll give you more currency and you can then use this currency to buy coffee, to go for hotels and to do
that
things.
That very nice looking lady went down all the way to the bottom, right?
She sleep all the way down. So like, and because of that need for reputation as currency forces people to be nice in the society. So I think it would be nice to watch this Black Mirror episode.
Black Mirror,
season 3, first episode, if I'm not wrong.
So I feel in life, right, it's all about the opportunities that you get and the opportunities that you create. But the opportunities that you get mostly it's because your reputation came before. Someone heard of you, someone referred you, and hence you got and you were given that opportunity. If you don't have a good reputation, you will have less of those opportunities and you need to work harder to build your own opportunities, or you change your reputation. You rebuild it. But like what Warren Buffett always says, right? It's very hard to rebuild your reputation once trust is broken.
It's true.
So it's easier to just have a good reputation right from the start, maintain it, and not cross some lines. But if you choose, like what you said on a previous episode, if you choose to cross some lines or do some things that are not really socially acceptable or, you know, defined as good, then just be prepared to deal with the consequences.
Do you remember, there was one episode where I thought about whether you can trust an asshole?
Yes.
Whether we can trust an asshole. And I was like, yeah, you can trust an asshole as long as they're consistently an asshole. So you know that they're going to be an asshole, right?
But I wouldn't give the asshole opportunities.
Okay, yeah, that would depend on what you, what you're looking at, how you observe that, right?
So, but if you need an asshole to perform a certain job, then an asshole
would be great, so it depends on what
the job. Depends on the job. Depends on the job. But I wanted to echo that whole part about building a reputation, right? So if you are consistent, people trust you that you are consistent, you have a reputation. But once the reputation is broken, in other words, there are anomaly points in the data set that you're providing, right? Then people will be like, so can trust not? Because not consistent. Which is why, right, in that train, in that same line of thought, if you want to build back the trust, you need to build more data points to a point where people see that point as an anomaly. So the hard work is there, right? To do all these other things to fit the idea such that, oh, that thing, accident.
And I think also
like one off lah.
Right? That anomaly, right, all comes down to your value. Because right, if you have a consistent and a clearly defined set of values, you may have some things that do not align with what society expects, but it is consistent of your value. People will recognize that. And it's just who you are. It's your reputation. So it's not really an abnormality. It's just part of your values. It's just that that's not societal's expectations.
Which is precisely when you ask the opening question, right? Like, will reputation affect outcome? And I choose to say no. With a certain set of conditions, because reputation is relative, like you said, right? So if my job doesn't require people to trust me, if my job is a silo, then I think people don't care about your reputation. So I'll give you some example. I was thinking, so what is sometimes more valued than reputation is actually mastery. So when someone is at the best of his craft in whichever area, sometimes that mastery precedes their reputation.
Like Tiger Woods.
Yeah, they're so good at what they do. The world cannot ignore them. I hate you, you're an asshole, but my God, you are a superstar in the area.
Yeah, football player, golf player, whatever
and
it is.
And one more thing, and that your money is not tied to your reputation. That means people pay you because you're able to do such a great job to produce results that I don't really care too much about you as a person.
I love that. So it's really about how sometimes as you're building up your mastery, your reputation comes in more because with a good reputation, you get opportunities.
Then you clock your mastery to the extent that opinions doesn't matter anymore.
Yes, correct.
But the question here is, doesn't then by being a master in itself is a reputation?
It is. It is.
Right, because you are people know you. Well, this guy is damn good at what he does.
But it's not one isolated factor versus your reputation with multifaceted.
Yeah, because I would say reputation is what people say about you, right? So people might say negative things about you, but because you do such great work, you create such great results, it does people's opinion doesn't really affect
you're
you.
One out of the 99 other factors. The 99 are not important because you're one who's more weight.
Okay, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When you're not yet that one, you have not reached that mastery level, you don't have that one yet, you still rely a lot on that 99.
To lift you up.
Exactly. So it's like, for example, when brands, they choose certain influencers or celebrities to work with, right? They may not go for like the most popular, the most expensive one. They want to go for like the mid-tier, what they call now micro-influencers. And that's where they will look at the reputation. Is this person generally a very controversial figure? Is he or she pretty? Maybe like, I want to have like, you know, I'm a clothing seller and I want someone who's pretty. I don't really care about whether she's an asshole or she's someone she's a mean girl kind of person. I just want someone pretty who make my clothes look pretty, that's all. But if I'm a brand like, you know, Nike, and I want to reach out to the masses, and I want someone who is very wholesome, I'm Nike not going to choose
controversial
that.
Controversial one.
I choose a wholesome brand, right? I want someone wholesome. I'm not going to choose a Mean Girls character to be my influencer or brand representative because, well, her reputation has this. I would rather choose someone else who is not as famous but still meets the rest of my criteria. So there are more criteria to tick off.
You know, my mentor once shared this with me about the way the world works. The construct of this world is such that there are four pillars that you can use to influence the masses. Reputation is just one of that, or some people call it fame. The other three is sex, power, and one more I forgot, influence, I think.
What's the second one?
Fame. Oh, I know already. Fame, fortune, sex, and power. These
sex?
Are sex. That means your looks.
Oh.
That means there are four ways you can influence the masses. One is your pretty face, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous. In my time, it would be Cindy Crawford, right? That because you're so beautiful, it overwhelms everything else about you. Then the second one is fortune. That, you know, Elon Musk might be one of the most hated person right now. But the fact of the matter is, his money is power. He is powerful. He's attractive because of the money he has. Wow. Right? Or Trump, right? He has, let's say the president, you know, I may hate you, but when you meet a president, you will still, you know, show respect because he is in a position of power. So I feel that the way to play the game, if you're playing in this societal game, you got to pick one pillar and go all in.
What's the form of game? Reputation?
Reputation,
looks.
Or we call it fame, looks,
attractiveness,
or sex,
attractiveness.
Fortune and power. So I was told by my mentor very early in my age that, Eric, you need to pick one or two pillars to focus on.
So what's your pillar?
Influence, fame. Yeah. And that's why reputation was a path that I chose. I need to work on that.
What's
right?
my pillar then?
And from one pillar, it leads to the other pillar, you know that? Like, so from fame, then it leads to, for example, fortune or power. Now you hold two pillars. Yeah, so all of us will start with one area of our strength, and then we use our, let's say, sex and looks to develop our power, or to sex and look to develop fortune, or sex and look to develop fame.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so therefore, reputation is only important. Reputation is only important if that's your instrument that you use to, you know, to make the money in the world.
Okay. Just for clarity's sake, right? I love how you always have like frameworks and all that, right? But it's not universal truth, right? So frameworks are structures.
It's an interpretation.
Yeah, are structures created to interpret the complex.
Yes.
Right. So it's because there's a lot of things moving, right? So having some of these framework help you to anchor, right? So I think that's good. But I just want to put it out there that a lot of these things, they are not universal truth, right? So you can always poke holes, there are always new things, but we don't need to go there, right?
Yep.
But I want to push on the idea of mastery, yes. right? Because there are many people that harbor this idea. As long as I am damn good at what I do, everything will come, right? But I do believe that there's a big bunch of people, right, that firstly don't know how good they are, and secondly are not spotted for how good they are, right?
For sure.
So, and that affects their outcome. Because the question here is, does your reputation affect your outcome? It does.
It does.
Right? Because you can be super good at what you do. And I think maybe in our society, we overly buy into this like meritocracy thing, right? So people really believe, like, oh, as long as I'm very good, I'll be seen. The answer is no.
But I think also that's where it goes back to what I said at the beginning of this episode. If you're that one who has the talent, but you're not spotted, having that reputation of being good in all the other 99 stuff or whatever the other criteria is, will give you more opportunities.
Yeah,
that's
doors.
When your mastery eventually gets spotted.
But
if you don't have a good reputation, you will never be given those opportunities. And hence, nobody starts off as a master.
So we can almost then say that reputation is a very helpful tool at the beginning of your game.
Yes.
Because it's like a lubricant, right? It makes things easier for you to achieve your goals. But for you to stay at the top, you cannot just be reputation alone.
Exactly.
You must have something that hold you up, which could be mastery, could be your influence, your power, your money. Yeah. So I say it's not
the main thing.
I think
another question I want to dive in would be, if you started off with a very bad reputation, how do you fix it?
Wow, good question.
And you're not a master yet. You're not getting the opportunities. How do you fix it?
Me. I'm a living example.
Oh,
okay.
Share.
I'm a living example because I was part of a financial scam previously. Right. So, and I talk about this on my podcast very often. I litter it everywhere. And when I was first building this thing, you know, I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be so big, right? But when I was first building the podcast, I had hate mails that come in. It's like, who are you to say all these things? You know, last time you say all the blah, 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 blah. Right. So I am a live example of how after 3 years of building this thing, there's a whole shift you know,
because you became a master.
Yeah, no, I'm the sensei.
So you created. Yeah,
so you, yeah. Then
you
no
created
reputation
your
also,
own opportunities. Would
yeah,
that be right?
Yeah.
So you weren't given opportunities because you feel you didn't have a reputation that gave you those, but you went out and created your own, and now 3 years later, you're starting to become a master, starting to be recognized for it. So you're now shifting towards that one mastery factor.
Yeah, I mean, in that framework of thought, I am like that. Yes, in that framework of thought, right? But my reputation has to go through a period of like cleaning up,
right? It's an overtime.
I had to go through a process of cleaning up, which is why I say, but you must build a lot of data points to then let people believe that that was an anomaly, right? So I have a lot of data points, right? Now everybody listen. And you know, like all the leading voices, so many people listen to the show, and I'm like, why are y'all listening to the show? You know, it's like, 很好吗? Oh, okay, great, thank you. Right. So there's and that is a whole process of shifting reputation, right? Which is why the reputation game is a difficult game.
It is.
Which is also why a lot of people say don't lose it, because if you lose it, you want to come back. It's going to be very hard.
Yeah, it's like breaking like glass, right?
Yeah, it breaks. And at that point in time, nobody wants to be associated with me.
But it's very encouraging. Mm. But it's very encouraging that for a person, like you said, you have no reputation, right? But the fact that you
got
took
negative
3 years,
reputation, negative, maybe, yeah.
You could shift.
So
that
that's why I say that reputation is not a fixed thing. Reputation is a changing score depending on the changing values of society as well.
And it's also that data.
Right. Like last time, maybe being positive might make you a reputable person.
Hey,
but today, I'm just giving an example.
You missed the positivity, You
but
sure?
But the fact is that maybe at some point people say, I don't want to be positive anymore. Negativity is what we decided that has to be the norm, right? So I feel that reputation is a very good tool. The problem sometimes is that we identify with our reputation so much that it becomes one and the same.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that public's opinion is so fickle-minded, it changes all the time. And so we need to learn how to play the game. So we need to understand what the opinion favors. And if it's aligned to our values, then there's authenticity.
Mm.
But that if our reputation go down, it doesn't, like Reggie has proven that if reputation go down, it doesn't mean end of the game.
Mm.
Right, that you need to then create more data points. You
data
have to let
points.
Actions speak louder than words to pick yourself up again.
Yeah.
And it's encouraging to
know
that.
And the thing is, I agree with that because I opened the discussion with like, there are two facets to this thing, right? One is you as a person and then how people look at you, right? That's the two main caveat or that's the main two facets of this idea called reputation, right? So other than meeting the societal expectation of what is considered good and then having a good reputation by extension, you can also change the society that you are living in.
Ah, change the world.
Yeah, change the world that you are in, right? I mean, there are some people like they're very fighter one, they're very sales, everything, right? And they are amazing at some companies, but then when they shift to another company, right?
Mm.
And then the company is like, hey, why are you like that? Why are you so hustler?
Choose your tribe.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Right?
So, go where you're celebrated.
Yeah, so once you shift away and find a bunch of people that gives you that reputation, right? That likes what you do, right? So it's two levels, right? One, a lot of people only talk about the be yourself. But when you keep being yourself in a place that you're not celebrated, then you don't have the advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it affects your outcome in a negative way.
Exactly.
Right? But if you be yourself and then you position yourself in a place
that celebrates you being that person. Yeah. Then you'll be a celebrity.
You'll become celebrated. And then in that place, you get opportunities. Right? So it is a dynamic structure and it's not just like.
Which is beautiful, by the way, you know, Reggie and Dawn. Like, we talk a lot about personal branding, right? And we always think about, oh, this person, like Dawn, so popular, so I must be like Dawn to be popular. And we may be popular, but at the end, we compromise our own core values because that's not who we are. So that's why at the core, personal branding is always self-awareness. I love the idea of being yourself, but after knowing who you are, you need to put yourself in a place where it celebrates that part of yourself. So I think it's important, number one, is to know your strengths, your talents, your traits, your values, and look for that tribe that celebrates that. And then in that world, in that little mini world, you are high reputation, and that high reputation will then exchange you with opportunities, and opportunities leads to fame, fortune, power, and mastery, which will then become your next level of platform. Then you don't need reputation anymore because you got other platforms to hold you up, like having multiple streams of income.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Can I share this personal story? Yes. So, like, I used to be on this platform called Dayre. Mm. And I got a lot of hate there. So it's Dayre, like a long form blog spot. Okay. And 90-something% women.
Oh.
Yes. It's a lot of women, very long form, more words than pictures. And because like I'm very opinionated, right? And I'm not shy to say my opinion.
That's why you're here.
I'm also not shy to change my opinion when someone proves me wrong.
Mm.
But you can imagine how on a platform full of women, that gets misinterpreted a lot. Yes. I get flamed a lot. I see articles on other people's Dayre, which blogs, talking bad about me.
Wow.
And in the beginning, I can tell you it was very emotionally tiring. I built up a following on Dayre, and I did a lot for the platform. But my husband recognized and he was like, why every time you open the app, you're like so drained? And then you always complain to me about all the sagas that you're involved in. I give you one example. I once talked about how, you know, back then they had this fashion about straw bags. Those straw woven rattan kind of bags.
Right? Yeah. I actually had one.
It was fashionable a few years ago, right? Yeah, yeah. It was very expensive, like $70-something in Singapore. Okay, and I realized that actually, you can just go to like Bali and all those places and buy for very cheap.
Yes.
So I wrote about how like I don't see the point of paying so much and I don't think it's very practical anyway. And I just wrote like my own opinion of it.
Yeah.
And obviously people who like those bags and sellers of those bags took offense.
Of course.
Same thing. I saw a lot of sellers who was curating stuff from Taobao. And I pointed out that actually you don't have to pay like 30-something for this item from Taobao when you can just go and use image search, you know, put in the picture and then you find the same thing, $10.
Nothing wrong, right?
But the sellers and the people who were supporting them took offense because they're like, but it's curation, what? You just plagiarize the image and the effort that that person puts in to find and source that person thing, lah. Which I can agree. I understand.
Yeah, they're just protecting their rice bowl.
Correct. Which I can understand. Yeah. It's valid. And it is a value service to people who don't have the time and or don't understand Chinese to navigate Taobao. But because I can, why would I pay the extra, right?
Yeah,
but they took it very personally. And I got very tired of having to defend myself to the point where I'm like, why do I even need to defend what I spend my money on? Like, I just don't want to spend. I must justify to you. You want to spend there, then go ahead.
Exactly.
So eventually, I drifted away from the platform. After I became busy with kids, I was like, you know what, I really don't have the time and emotional ability to handle that anymore.
Yeah.
And then I went over to Instagram where, you know, my new tribe came along. People who like me from that platform came over to Instagram and I got a lot less of this hate. It was better. It felt better. So I think like, you know, your reputation also matters, like what you say, in the community that you're in. Because when I was on that community where they cared and they liked and they were willing to pay for this, me saying I don't see the point of me wanting to pay for it was very offensive to them. But then I go on another place whereby on Instagram you have all sorts of people, right? And some people are happy to pay, some are not. Those who are not, then just don't follow you lah. Easy, right? But on Dayre, it's hard to avoid each other's posts. You can see what other people are writing even when you don't follow them. So it's hard to not have that visibility. But on Instagram, you curate your own. And hence, like, it felt better to me as a person as well that I was able to continue doing this because I was being celebrated for the skills and mastery that I had, which helped me hone better. And overall, I think it really helps.
I think ultimately, you have to look at who's your paymaster. Like, you know, who's the one paying the money, right? And that person that's giving you the money has to think highly of you. Because your money comes from that person. So I do not need the whole world to like me and respect me, but I do need my customers to like me and respect me. So in that context, then reputation matters. But if you take a larger context, do everybody's opinion matter? Then the answer is no. People's opinion don't pay the bills.
I want to double down on that. That I think a lot of people, when they look at how they want to build their reputation, which I think we do, whether we consciously or subconsciously do these things, we emulate certain people that we like. We do certain actions that we believe to be good or right. You know, maybe good is a better word in this case. A lot of times we emulate people that really don't benefit us in that sense, right? They may be big influencers, you know, or they're like celebrities or they're like thought leaders and they do certain things and you just copy wholesale, right? You don't kind of contextualize to where you are, right? Like some thought leaders, right? Like they everything also comment one, right? I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, right? So everything also comment, right? And because they are thought leaders, so in the context of being a thought leader, they feel like they must have a thought about everything. Okay, so that's them. But when you are not a thought leader, you work in the office, you know, you are middle management or you are, you know, someone in marketing or whatever, right? You work in the office. Does your office enjoy having someone that is a thought leader of everything?
Do you get valued and paid higher if you express your opinions all the time?
Yeah, right? So if no, then can you contextualize who you emulate, right? Mm. And it also depends on the game you are playing.
Yeah.
Right, if you are playing this game of in the office, it's very simple one. Copy the person that your boss likes the most.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple one, right? Your boss is the person that decides who gets promoted, you know, whose pay goes up. Maybe you can look at two or three tier of bosses, right? Just kind of reference. They all have their favorites. We are humans, right? And they are favorite for a certain reason or a certain basket of reasons. It's copy lah.
And if you don't like what you're seeing or you don't want to copy, then leave to somewhere else where you can copy things that you like.
Yeah. Oh, if you can't leave, then you got to change.
Create your own opportunities.
Yes. So, of course, we must recognize that is a powerful position to be in, right? Where you can just leave to the next place. Okay? But if you cannot...
That's why you have to adapt.
Yeah. Mm. So then, if you cannot, then the least you need to do is to find peace with the reality that you know you are 表演.
Yeah.
You are doing a performance and it's... I don't find that issue.
Yeah.
Right? And,
just playing by the rules.
Yeah, you're just playing by the parameters of the game.
Mm. You don't have to like it, but you get paid for it and that's all.
Yeah.
And if you're okay with that, then okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not okay, then leave.
Yeah, then meanwhile, while you are playing the game, don't need to hate yourself because I know people judge themselves, right? Like, you know, like I don't like, it's not me, blah, blah, blah. It's like, hello, the reality is this is where you are playing. At this point in time, you take this position, right? You find peace with it. But it doesn't mean you cannot keep looking for other things, ma.
Yeah.
You can open yourself out there because it takes time. I think a lot of people, when they think of like, as we learn more about ourselves, sometimes we want to do major shifts in our life, right? And the energy is very kuatang one. Like, okay, I'm going to change today. We don't realize that, you know, you have other moving parts in your life. And especially when you have kids, you have family, you have all these things, it's harder to just do big shifts at one go, right? So instead of just doing the big shift at one go, which you will find little success because you have not harnessed all the resources and the reputation.
It's all about
and
taking the baby steps.
Yes, yes. But you can build the steps towards that shift to go to a new place, go to a new way of life, a new work environment or a new space, right? And I think that is the thing that we really need to recognize.
And I think also in the topic of reputation, we can also recognize that you can have different reputation in different areas of your life. So you can have a bad reputation in, let's say, at work, but among friends or among your kids' friends, you have a very good reputation. Yeah. And
your
happy.
Goal, it's always
my
kids.
My goal is reputation everywhere good, okay? Recognizing that you can have different reputation. Like you can be an asshole in love, but you can be good at your job.
Yep.
You can be a terrible mother, but very good at your job.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that you have a good reputation everywhere.
Because you're not a perfect human being, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I will push you in the context of like being at work, right? Let's say, like maybe your reputation with your colleagues, right? It's like wayang. People don't like you. Very wayang. But your boss love you.
Yeah. Mm. And you still get promoted.
You get promoted. Yeah. You're empowered, right? And it is what it is.
Yep.
Right? You don't need to be a wayang. I'm not saying you need to wayang, you know, but the idea here is your reputation amongst your colleagues not great. People think, oh, it's fat.
Oh, you're that mean asshole boss.
Yeah, yeah.
Who everyone don't like because you're always so mean and so micromanagement. But you're doing things that the company likes and appreciate and hence you get promoted.
But it also depends on company culture. But if company culture values 360 evaluation, then you have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I say, I like what you said. Go and look at your environments. You know, look at your environment and take a look at what's the rules that... What are rules there? And then you play by those rules. And just understand that reputation is relative and reputation is not you.
Yes.
As long as you can put that your self-worth, tie your self-worth apart from reputation, then it will be healthy.
I think
but
it's
when you tie your
self-worth
to reputation, I tell you it's very unhealthy.
I think it will be tight, but you don't have to tie it in all fields.
Yeah, but it's very dangerous if you tie your self-worth, even if you have a good reputation in a certain area and you tie your self-worth there. But like I said, reputation comes and goes.
People's opinions change, right?
People's opinions change. People are very fickle-minded, like roti prata.
It all goes back to alignment with your own values. If your reputation is a reflection of your values, whether or not your reputation is perceived as good or bad by other people, right? You'll be at peace at it because it's your values, what you believe in.
Yep.
Mm. And that's enough. So I'll give an example. Let's say you like this person, okay? But that marriage or that relationship is not very acceptable, but you like it and you truly love that person, right? Then
and it's aligned to your values.
And your value in life is I want to pursue what I love, be it at work for my kids or whatever it is. Then go ahead. Why not? It doesn't mean that just because one area you're not recognized as having a societally accepted good reputation doesn't mean you're bad in everything else. Yeah. Doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Yeah, but you must also be prepared for
consequences,
correct. Right? Because as much as you want to live the life that you want to live, you find peace, you build a little cave around it, right? You protect your life in that sense. At the same time, we cannot fundamentally... We're not siloed. We cannot detach ourselves from structures, from social structures. Correct. So if society still, it doesn't approve of whatever you're doing, it is still a disincentive. It will still add on you. So,
but I think also like what you said, data points, right? So it aligns to your values and you start to show that in other areas, eventually your reputation can still shift. Because then it goes back to, it's not the act that is bad anymore, but the fact that you're just someone who values going after what you love. That's all that matters. Then later on in life, other acts can actually perceive as good for this.
Yeah. So I'm not discounting the idea. I'm just trying to caution people about this, about not recognizing that there is this thing called society and that there's this thing called structure and there's this thing called disincentive when you don't meet the expectation of the structure, right? Like if you don't work a job, you don't get CPF, then you don't get HDB, that kind of thing. Like but we all know what's going on, right? Like if you have a full-time job, you are in a hetero relationship, you marry young, you go in, you get all the benefits, right? BTO, blah, blah, blah. You get all that because this society has a certain frame. It's not right or wrong. It's just this society has a certain frame.
And that rewards a certain action.
And this thing exists everywhere, in the office, at the home, in school. There's a certain frame, right, that rewards you when you are in that particular place, right? So as much as we want to be ourselves and live our own lives, we cannot forget this thing, right? And if you're not nourished by this system, but you're still within this system, then you got to self-nourish. You got to find another way to do this.
I think things also change. So I give an example. While you're speaking, I was thinking of job hoppers. Mm-hmm. When you're very young, you haven't had the mastery element, right? And you job hop a lot. Then HR see your resume, this person always job hop, I don't want to hire. But job hopping later on, as you become more of a master, it can actually be beneficial. Why? Because you can actually then explain why you left. People start to listen to you. It could be because environment was toxic. You haven't found the right one. And a job hopper can actually then become a loyal 10-year employee, just because they haven't found the right place. And that comes later. But you cannot stop the consequence up front, which is some HR may not give you that chance because they just judge you by your resume. Yeah. So be it.
They perceive your reputation that
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Yes. But eventually, you will find someone who will give you the chance and hear you out. Then you explain. And for all you know, that company is then where you'll be celebrated and you decide to commit the next 10 years or 20 years of your life in. And your reputation as a job hopper then disappears. Because now your new data point is loyal employee for 10 years because this organization aligns with my values, something that I couldn't find when I was younger. So that's very fluid.
It is.
Recognize the consequences in your early years before you become a master at what you do.
I do agree with that. I always just come from the view that nothing is so neat, right? But I understand the broad ideas that they are propagating. And while you're talking, I was like, there's another example I want to share, right? Just now I was saying the whole wayang kid kind of, like you wayang and everything, right? But actually, if you think about it from the other perspective, right, if you are very popular amongst your colleagues, you're very popular on the ground, right? Your leader may feel very unsafe around you, because you're very influential. And that is a reality, right? If you're very influential, you can sway people, right?
The leaders who are not so confident about their own abilities will be more scared.
They may be afraid of you, right?
But if you're in an organization where your leader is more powerful and very secure, very self-assured, right? That wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. So in that sense, right, reputation as much as we make it sound like it's very neatly cut, right? This is your reputation, that is your reputation. Actually, reputation have quite a lot of dynamics, even in one location, right?
Mm.
Even like at work, you have one reputation. Actually, you don't. You have multiple reputations, depending on who you work with, you know, the different dynamics across, right? So recognizing that in different frame, there are different reputation and no one way of reputation is better than the other. Because to some people, it's like, wow, being very popular among your colleagues, very good.
Yeah.
But in your boss's view, right, you may be a very threatening case.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why it goes back down, at the end of the day, reputation is functional. You know, and you have to look at your environment, whether it's a business environment, family environment, or a work environment, to look at who are really the main paymasters and main influencers that can affect your livelihood and your job. Then their opinion would matter a lot.
Yeah.
Then you have to ask yourself, but what will cause them to have a good opinion of you? And those are the factors that you want to then focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you look at it that way, then reputation can be managed.
Yeah. And eventually, when you become the paymaster,
then you get to set the
when
rules.
You become the leader, right? Your reputation becomes even more important because people emulate what you want. You know, people emulate what they believe is you, right? So what you're reputable for, you know, will matter on these things.
Yep, like right? Steve Jobs versus Elon Musk.
Yeah, like, because the their reputation will then suggest like certain things that they like more, certain things that they believe, the ideals that they carry in this place that they work in or they live in.
Will influence down.
Yeah. Right?
Yes. But so, then they also have up because every time you come up, there's always someone else.
Yes. So is the dynamic that is involved that I think is very, very important.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So is it safe to say we all agree that your reputation will affect your outcome?
Yes, but I think we also agree that
there are nuances and conditions.
Yeah. I think my biggest takeaway here is that when you're young and you're not yet a master, thank you for bringing that up, your reputation matters a lot. And if you don't start off with a good reputation like your story, it's up to you to build more data points and create opportunities if they're not given to you. Until you become a master at what you do and your reputation now is tied to your mastery rather than all the other 99 data points.
Personal branding, right? So we do share with people that reputation is extremely important because we're living in a world that's very relative. That people, especially if you're in sales marketing, when you're dealing with people, people's opinion matter. But I just want to remind all of you that do work on your reputation because it really helps make your job easier, but keep making sure that you separate your self-worth from your reputation because your reputation sometimes will take a hit. When you're too popular, people will try to shoot you down too, right? So, but if you tie your self-worth to that, then I tell you, your mental wellness will be affected. But if you tell yourself that reputation is just a tool, it's like money. Sometimes I have it, sometimes I don't have it. But whether I have or I don't have money, it doesn't affect how I see myself or how my loved ones see me. Then you'll be able to have staying power in the business world. So I think that's extremely important.
I agree with that, right? Yeah. The detachment from these things.
So important.
It fundamentally gives you a third party view, right? Such that you can know how to play this thing, right? But if you're overly tied into it, it's like we talk about how you see life as a game. When you see it as a game, you can quit. Or you can change a game.
You can move around.
Right? But if you're overly attached, you're like first player in this thing, you're always struggling, right? You cannot see the broader view. But if you see yourself as like Assassin's Creed, right, third player, and then you can jump, do everything, right? Then okay. Mm-hmm. Right? It's a very empowering view, right? So similar to the whole that thing of like detachment, you know, from money, detachment from, you know, fame. But sometimes you must lean into it also, lah. But that's a different discussion altogether. But for me, as a person that felt this impact, right, I can feel the gravity coming, right? Like people are asking me things, this, you know, your reputation needs to be harnessed, lah. And it takes a lot of energy, a lot of time. We can go into detail one by one, you know, but if there was one thing that I can share with you is that people think I have changed, but I haven't.
It's just their impressions of you have changed.
They believe that now I'm smarter, But actually, I always been smart.
I think it just boils back down to you have always acted in a way that's consistent with your values.
Yes.
It's just that in the beginning, some of your actions were interpreted not as such because people don't understand your values yet. Mm. But then as you continue with more data points and start to become recognized more as a master of what you're doing, people start to see that and then they start to see the whole picture coming together. Actually, this is just who Reggie is.
The time before the financial coconut, people think I'm a hobo. Right, now they all think like a sensei like that. You know all these things like, sorry, I've been sensei all along. I just never see Ashan only. Right, no, but okay, to be clear, right, although that's the joke,
I thought you meant seriously.
No. But to be clear, there is a process of learning these things. There's a process of being a master. And sometimes you just have to detach yourself to harness. Lah. Mm-hmm. And then when the time is right, and you position yourself well, you be opportunistic about these things. Don't just wait. And I don't believe in the like, just grind. No, position yourself, find the opportunity, create, be in the position that supports you. You'll be amazed how quick the wave can come. Mm-hmm. It'll just bring you there. So yeah, your reputation affects your outcome. Thank you. Awesome.
See you guys in the next episode.